Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about bacterial vaginosis. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/BV or in the genitourinary medicine section of the Zero to Finals Obstetrics and Gynecology book. So let's get straight into it. Bacterial vaginosis, or BV, refers to an overgrowth of bacteria in the vagina, specifically anaerobic bacteria. It's not a sexually transmitted infection. BV is caused by a loss of the lactobacilli, friendly bacteria in the vagina. Whilst it's not a sexually transmitted infection, it can increase the risk of women developing sexually transmitted infections. Lactobacilli are the main component of a healthy vaginal bacterial flora. These bacteria produce lactic acid that keeps the vaginal pH low, under 4.5. The acidic environment prevents other bacteria from overgrowing. When there are reduced numbers of lactobacilli in the vagina, the pH rises. This more alkaline environment enables anaerobic bacteria to multiply. Examples of anaerobic bacteria associated with bacterial vaginosis are Gardnerella vaginalis, which is the most common, Mycoplasma hominis, and Prevotella species. It's worth remembering that bacterial vaginosis can occur alongside other infections, including candidiasis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. Let's talk about the risk factors. There are a number of factors that increase the risk of developing bacterial vaginosis, and these include multiple sexual partners, although it's not sexually transmitted, excessive vaginal cleaning, involving douching, use of cleaning products, and vaginal washes, recent antibiotics, smoking, and the copper coil. Bacterial vaginosis occurs less frequently in women who are taking the combined pill or using condoms effectively. A Tom tip for you: when you're taking a history from someone with typical symptoms of bacterial vaginosis, the diagnosis can be quite obvious based on the fishy-smelling vaginal discharge. The thing that scores you points in exams and is critical in practice is to assess the cause and give advice about preventing further episodes. For example, sensitively ask about the use of soaps to clean the vagina and vaginal douching, and provide information about how these can increase the risk. Let's talk about the presentation. The standard presenting feature of bacterial vaginosis is a fishy-smelling, watery grey or white vaginal discharge. Half of women with bacterial vaginosis are asymptomatic. Itching, irritation, and pain are not typically associated with BV and suggest an alternative cause or co-occurring infection with something else. A speculum examination can be performed to confirm the typical discharge, complete a high vaginal swab, and exclude other causes of the symptoms. Examination is not always required where the symptoms are typical and the woman is low risk for sexually transmitted infections. Let's talk about investigations. Vaginal pH can be tested using a swab and pH paper. The normal vaginal pH is between 3.5 and 4.5. BV occurs with a pH above 4.5. A standard charcoal vaginal swab can be taken for microscopy. This can be a high vaginal swab taken during a speculum examination or a self-taken low vaginal swab. Bacterial vaginosis gives clue cells on microscopy. Clue cells are epithelial cells from the cervix that have bacteria stuck inside them, usually Gardnerella vaginalis. A Tom tip for you: remember that clue cells on microscopy indicate bacterial vaginosis. This is a common association tested in MCQ exams. Next, let's talk about management. Asymptomatic bacterial vaginosis does not usually require treatment. Additionally, it may resolve without treatment. Metronidazole is the antibiotic of choice for treating bacterial vaginosis. Metronidazole specifically targets anaerobic bacteria. It's given orally or by a vaginal gel. Clindamycin is an alternative but less optimal antibiotic choice. Always assess the risk of additional pelvic infections with swabs for chlamydia and gonorrhea where appropriate. It's also worth providing advice and information about measures that can reduce the risk of further episodes of bacterial vaginosis, such as avoiding vaginal irrigation or avoiding cleaning with soaps that may disrupt the natural flora. A top tip for you, whenever you're prescribing metronidazole, advise patients to avoid alcohol for the duration of treatment. This is a crucial association you should remember and something that examiners will look out for when you're explaining the treatment to a patient. Alcohol and metronidazole can cause a disulfiram-like reaction, with nausea and vomiting, flushing, and sometimes severe symptoms of shock and angioedema. Finally, let's talk about the complications. Bacterial vaginosis can increase the risk of catching sexually transmitted infections, including chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV. BV is also associated with several complications in pregnant women, including miscarriage, preterm delivery, premature rupture of membranes, chorioamnionitis, low birth weight, and postpartum endometritis. So thanks for listening to this episode on bacterial vaginosis. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing this podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about candidiasis.